Anything else you want to say about novel agents?
Well,
I mean, I guess we could go on for the next couple of hours, but...
We could. I was just going to say, when do the bars open, Neil? Yeah. No. No. I mean, I'd love to say simply that, you know, the good news for providers is lots of things going on. But you're right, Neil. That sort of generates the problem of, goodness me, what do we do? Multiple options are now available to treat both newly diagnosed and relapsed refractory myeloma. And how do we sequence therapies to ensure the best outcomes for our patients? And this is adapted from a paper that my colleague and partner, Dr. Jacob Laubach and others published just last year. But the important point is in Jacob's paper, what he was really trying to drive at was how do we make sense of all the options that we have? And you've got first, second, and third line choices. And I think, again, as I said earlier, the important message for providers, it's not a zero-sum game. It's not one versus the other. I think one really sort of can make choices, and that you can revisit drug classes repeatedly. You can revisit the same drug as long as you bring it together with a rational combination. I want to sort of make here a very clear emphasis on the other most important approved antibody in our space, which is elotuzumab, a very important partner drug with IMiDs and indeed also proteasome inhibitors, and certainly a very well-tolerated antibody. You just have to be a little careful about this infection signal, but I do think in our experience, certainly, it's been very manageable.